Hello, friend. You are now listening to the Rifao podcast, Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. I'm your host, Juan. Thank you for joining me. As you know, this show is yours. I'm your co-host. Rules are simple. We keep our mental reset to 15 minutes and move on. That being said, welcome to your mental reset. Recently, I talked about the fact that me and a group of friends, or is it a group of friends and I? I don't know. Well, we went on a trip. It was my friend Ryan and his girl's, Izzy's, birthday. So what we like doing is we like getting together and we'll get a cabin somewhere and a group of friends will get together. So it'll be a mix of friends. This year we got a larger group. And, you know, this place had the hot tub. It had the pool. Heated both of them. I mean, obviously the hot tub. Hot. But there was a great deal of that, you know, and we did it like a real world thing where we also had cameras there and a confessional. And we had, you know, it was a lot of good stuff. We had a lot of fun in that trip. There was a lot of bonding. And it's crazy when you get a lot of different people from different circles, right? Because, you know, some friends didn't even know each other, you know? So it went as perfect as a trip can go. And then when I was recapping it, there's one thing that stood out to me. It was, you know, because we took a lot of videos. We're sharing like little recaps, little clips. And it just one thing that stood out to me. And it was just me personally. And it was just like, and obviously I'm gonna pick it up because it's me. And it made me think of this, what I wanted to talk about today. I was thinking about that when I was on that trip, and since pretty much half the time I was in a pool or a hot tub, I was the only guy in the pool with the shirt on. So started thinking about that, and I started thinking of applying that. So what does that mean in my life, right? Like, so I thought about you, right? Are you the only guy? And, you know, I say guy loosely. Are you the only person in the pool with their shirt on? How can we stop being that person? I know that sounds weird. And obtuse. I mean, that could mean a lot of things, or it could just simply be that, you know, why am I the only guy in the pool with his shirt on? You know, and then I started thinking about Jonah Hill. And, you know, I love Superbad. I love like all of his work, from even from 40 Year Old Virgin when he walked in and he had the two like 70s Jackie Moon shoes with the fish in a heel, and he just wanted to buy them. She kept telling him, yo, you gotta go. But like those roles, Jonah Hill, man, I think he's one of the most versatile and equally dominant actors in our generation. I don't care what you say, and there's not a lot of people that say that. They'll probably say, oh, as a comedian, I'll give it to you, right? And you know, I still use memes from like that role of Wolf of Wall Street. You know, he did brilliantly in that. And I wasn't thinking about any of that. I was thinking about Jonah Hill, the person. Recently, I read a story that paparazzi released a story on Jonah Hill, taking pictures of him getting out of his wetsuit after surfing, and even pictures of him surfing too. And then, you know, he looked happy as hell, and they even made a thing about like, oh, he's showing off his tattoos or whatever. So you know what they were trying to do. You know exactly what they were trying to do. You know, it was probably a slow week, and they were trying to make fun of Jonah Hill, right? Like, that was a fun thing to do because he's the funny fat guy, like, at the time, right? Like, that's what everybody wanted to try to label him as. So he flipped it around on him. And all he did was he posted this. I don't think I ever took my shirt off in a pool until I was in my mid-30s, even in front of my family and friends. Probably would have happened sooner if my childhood insecurities weren't exacerbated by years of public mockery about my body by press and interviewers. So the idea that the media tries to play me by stalking me while surfing and printing photos like this, and he can't even faze me anymore, is dope. I'm 37 and finally in love and accept myself. This isn't a good for me post, and it's definitely not a feel bad for me post. You're wonderful and awesome and perfect. All my love. Oh, and Daily Mail, not even you can take that smile from my face. How dope is that? It's amazing to know that someone's free like that. Look, I'll never meet Jonah Hill, but I know how he feels. Or at least I know, I hope, how I'll feel. You know, why the shirt? What is it hiding that people aren't already seeing, right? I know the feeling he referenced. And knowing exactly where I am gives me great hope. I'm not obese, and even if I was, what's the point if I don't love myself to accept it for what it is? All of these things are a part of it, right? And if you're unfit and you hate it, then maybe it's time for you to do something about it. Make no mistake, this isn't about being fearless either, right? Like, our servicemen and women, they're fearless. Our troops are fearless. Our frontline workers, they're fearless. I'm talking about the same love you give, the same selflessness you show to everyone else. Reserve a little bit of for yourself. Each and every time you're thinking of putting yourself down, drop a compliment. Reverse psychology on your ass, on yourself. Replace likes from social media with actual personal positive affirmation. Try that. Make that your like. You know what? I do look good today. Or if someone gives you a compliment, stop putting up a firewall preventing you from accepting it. Receive it. The funny thing about this is that the guys with the dad bods that walk around with the confidence, I'm most intimidated by. Imagine a person so impervious to external pressures that they can show their true selves in public and keep their head high the entire time. How is that not intimidating to you? You know how much pressure there is to be beautiful? Every time you look, there's an influencer telling you what's popular. This is what's trending, and this is the direction to swim in. Swim, little fish. Those guys are the ones who lead with who they are and what they offer as a person, not what the world sees of them externally. Some mythic figures in today's conscious society funny how my mind equates it to that immediately. Making it like the last level boss, like I've gone through like 30 plus levels and I'm trying to defeat. To close this whole thing off, I just want all of us to think about whether or not we've acknowledged how beautiful we currently are. My biggest mistake is that I'm always working to be a better me, right? I'm always thinking about chipping away, one step at a time, one step at a time. So the current me isn't really worthy of a praise until I get there. That needs to stop, and I'm going to own that. And come to think of it, of course I'm uncomfortable receiving compliments. I have a hard time receiving them from I have a hard time receiving them from myself to even allow it. It starts there. And I'm going to work on it. Next time you see me on the beach or in the pool or in a hot tub, ask me where my shirt is. I promise you'll love my answer. It's gotta be freeing, right? It's gotta feel freeing. And there's gotta be some sort of like extra hormone that you emit because of that confidence. Like your chest is probably like popped out more. Because you don't care, right? I'm not gonna make all of these episodes these like soapbox yo follow me into the abyss. I'm not doing that. That's just how I'm feeling today. I was literally having a conversation and I'm like, you know what? The one thing I've noticed my whole trip, every time I noticed every single person in water, whatever water we were in, a pool or hot tub, I was the only guy with the shirt on. And I'm like, there's got to be some sort of like attachment to what's going on that I need to like just get over. And it might be really small. So I started thinking. And I took these last few days to think, and this is why it's led me. And yesterday I told you I was a little bit off, and I think I've like figured it out. It has nothing to do with the way I look. I feel like decent. I'm fine, right? I gotta love this. And that's the challenge to myself. I'm not gonna issue you a challenge. I gotta give one myself first. So I can't love parts of me. I gotta love every single piece, even the ones that I don't want to admit that I love. I gotta figure out a way. And that's, I guess, my conversation and what I want to take away with you. What are the pieces you don't like? Which ones are the ones that you love? And how can we give the other side a little bit of love and attention? We're pretty much at time. We're at 15 minutes, I could say. I'm sure we can go on longer, but this is a perfect opportunity for you to take it offline, find a friend or a stranger to discuss. I'm Juan Gordon. You're listening to the Tefal Podcast, Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. Thank you for joining me. These episodes are produced by Infamy. www.infamysounds.com. That's www.infamysounds.com. Again, thank you for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow.